everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Thanks for joining us today. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've been a part of the Move the Ball movement for quite some time, welcome back. On the show, we talk about business, branding, sports, and of course, we're giving you insights and advice on how to move the ball and make things happen. This episode is part of my special Path to the Draft series, where I am having conversations with NFL draft prospects on their path to the draft. Now, if you haven't yet followed the podcast, make sure that you do so so that you never miss an episode as part of this series, as well as the regular show. I've got a great lineup of guests for you this season. For today's episode, inside the huddle with us and ready to share his story and talk about his path to the draft is Ketan Oladapo. Ketan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me, Jen.
Well, I'm excited to have you on with us today. We saw each other in Tampa a few weeks back as you were getting ready for your pre-combine, pre-draft training, and we talked about you coming on. So I'm excited for you to join me today. So let me just share a little bit about your background for our listeners. Ketan is a safety who played college football at Oregon State. As a Beaver, Ketan finished his career with 249 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, TFLs, 6.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 23 passes defended, and 3 interceptions. Ketan was also named second team All-Pac-12 in 2023, and he was invited to participate in both the Senior Bowl this year as well as the NFL Combine. We will discuss Ketan's college football journey, his pre-draft training, the Senior Bowl, and more on today's show. All right, Ketan, are you ready to move the ball?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I miss anything that you wanted us to specifically highlight in that bio, by the way?
The only thing I would add is I did start as a walk-on. I earned my scholarship going into my third year. Then I was on full scholarship in my senior year in 2021.
Perfect. Kudos to you. You definitely put in the work and the results showed. And here we are. And looking forward to you continuing to move the ball as you progress on into your professional NFL career. So before we get into the questions, though, Ketan, I want to run things way, way back. And you know, just tell us about when was the first time that you picked up a football or suited up?
Started playing football in the sixth grade. I played soccer and baseball and basketball growing up. The first time I put on some pads was when I was 10 years old, going to the sixth grade. And actually, after tryouts, my mom didn't know until I was already on the team that I was playing football. She didn't really want me to play football growing up.
And how did that conversation go?
She was, I mean, as any mother would, you know, scared for their son to play football. But after she went to a couple of games, she still doesn't even understand fully football. But, you know, she enjoys the games now. And it was kind of a... We're in it already. So she was supportive after that.
And football is a fast-paced sport and there's a lot of things going on. What about football made you fall in love with the game?
I just love going out there, you know, making people miss, you know, getting out there to go hit people. A lot of my friends were playing football at the time. So it was a great, you know, time with your boys. And just the overall, you know, scheme of playing football is just really intriguing to me.
And my listeners know that this whole Move the Ball movement started because I wrote a book called Move the Ball, where I drew a lot of parallels between things I learned about football and how they translate to life and success beyond the game. When you look at things that football has taught you, what are some of those lessons outside of, like, a lot of people, when I would ask them this question, they'll talk about teamwork and hard work. For me, that's a given. Like, what else did you learn from football that you think helped you to be successful?
Especially going into college, you know, you learn a lot of time management skills. You guys are on strict schedules. I think discipline and toughness, and not just physical toughness, but mental toughness as well. And, you know, being a defensive back, I mean, having a short memory, you know, you might make a bad play or someone might catch a ball on you, but, you know, there's always the next down, next play. So it's always just trying to improve every day and, you know, in your workouts and practice. And, you know, some things might not go your way, but, you know, you can never give up. So I think that just discipline and, you know, and eliminating distractions on and off the field and really just locking in on your work
I'm glad you brought up, you mentioned so many great things, but including the eliminating distractions, because that's hard for many people, especially in today's day and age when there's so many things that are competing for our time, you know, just right at our fingertips too on our phone. And so you have to be able to stay locked in and stay focused, whether you're on the football field or you're in the business setting or whatever, that discipline, that removing distractions is really a competitive advantage.
Yeah, for sure it is. I think that really just locking in on your keys and as you said, with teamwork, you know, there's a lot of guys in your team that come from different backgrounds and you might not always share the same beliefs or thoughts or opinions as them, but at the end of the day, you guys have a job to do. So I think that does apply, you know, to outside, you know, normal jobs and just in life in general, you know, you're going to have to get along with people and, you know, work together.
Yeah, it definitely gives you an appreciation for differences and then also how to communicate in different ways to achieve that common objective, which is to win football games. And then you can take that and be successful beyond the game with those skills that you've picked up. Now, you play the defensive back position. What are some of the things that you feel are necessary to excel at this position?
Well, you got to be fast at the end of the day. You have to be, you know, smooth in and out of your breaks, but you have to be confident, you know, as a safety, as a corner, you have to be confident. You have to go out there and, you know, you might get bombed one play, but, you know, there's always another chance you can get a pick, you know, get a big hit, change the game in different ways. As a defensive back, you definitely have to be on your keys every play. The front seven, you know, they can miss some tackles, they can miss some gaps, but at the end of the day, you guys are the last line of defense. So you guys always have to be locked in and be ready to deal.
And what would you say makes you different from other defensive backs or safeties that are in this draft class? Like, why is Kitan elite?
I think I'm the most versatile safety, you know, in this draft class. And I'm one of the biggest safeties in this draft class. And I'm a big guy that can move. You know, I'm not just 6'2", 215 guy that can just be in the box or just could blitz. I do a lot of things well. I'm a great blitzer. You know, if you need me in the run fits, I can do that as well. But also, you know, if you want me to guard tight ends, slots, I could do that or be in the post. I think I do many things well.
Now, some people will say that you're a tackling machine. You've posted 3 games of 10 or more tackles this last year, including a 12-tackle performance against Cal. First off, I guess I got a couple questions there. One, like, obviously, to be able to perform that level, you have to show up every single day and put in the work, right? Like, what are the things that you are really focused on so that you could show out and have those types of games? And then secondly, what was it like in that game against Cal?
Going into these, you know, this past year and these past 2 years, honestly, being a fifth and sixth year guy, availability is really important. And I think I took more emphasis on taking care of my body and, you know, being ready and having my body, you know, as close as 100% as it can get for Saturday. So really just not just doing rehab, but doing preventative stuff to keep my body in shape, just to be there for my teammates and just to be able to be feel good and, you know, go out there and not hesitate or play slow. The Cal game, I think, you know, I always let games come to me. At least it's different for everyone, but, you know, I'm not one to go out there and chase plays, and that's usually when you miss them. So I go out there and try to clear my mind. I know my responsibilities and the game plan and the schemes you have, the adjustments. I always go out into games, you know, try to just calm down, you know, get that first tackle and relax and play the game that I love, honestly.
Nice. Now, you're from Oregon. You went to Central Catholic High School, helped that team to a state championship in 2017. Why did you choose Oregon State as the school that you wanted to play for?
Oregon State has always been a welcoming community. Coming out of high school, I was an engineering major. You know, they gave me a preferred walk-on, and, you know, it was a new coaching staff. And I always felt, you know, I like being an underdog. You can go to a lot of other, you know, top tier programs and win. You know, it's easy to go to Oregon, you know, and Georgia and win games. You know, it's tough to go to Corvallis, Oregon State and win games and really change the program, because they went 1-11 my senior year of high school, and they went 2-10 my freshman year. So it means a lot to me, you know, that I could leave Oregon State, you know, leaving it better than I found it, really just choosing the harder route.
For sure. And you mentioned that you were an engineering major. Some of my listeners know, many of them know, that 2 of my 7 degrees are in engineering discipline. So obviously a discipline or, you know, a field that I have a special connection to. And you ended up, your major was in design and innovation management. Like, what do you want to do with that? Or why was that the major that you wanted to pursue?
At first, honestly, it was to get an easier class schedule. I changed it going into my junior year. If everything pans out the right way, I won't really have to use my degree all that much. But it's pretty general and pretty broad. And That's kind of why I chose it. Some people do like interior design or project management, or they like design clothes and stuff like that. I don't really necessarily know one specific, you know, thing I want to pursue, but I feel like once I know, I can choose.
You got time to figure it out for sure.
Yeah.
Now, as we mentioned, I mean, you've had some outstanding games during your college career, not just this last year, but throughout your career. Is there a particular game or a performance that stands out as your personal favorite or your most memorable?
Definitely, probably my most memorable were the Oregon games. 2020 COVID year was my first real. I didn't start that game, but I played a decent amount of snaps. And that's my first time really playing a lot of snaps. We came back and we beat Oregon that year. And then this past year, 2022, Oregon was projected to go to the conference championship. And we came back down, you know, 31-10 in the third quarter. And I had 17 tackles that game, player of the week that game. And it was my first senior night. I had another senior night this past year. But there's just a lot of emotions. It was in Corvallis. You know, family and friends are there. And that's something I'll definitely remember forever.
For sure. And you've been named Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week on multiple occasions. How did that impact your confidence as well as your approach to the game?
I don't think it impacted my confidence or even my approach. I think that staying level-headed is always good. It's easy to get confidence when you're getting patted on the back, but you know, that's not something my coaches would teach me. We always like to watch bad clips, you know, things that are going to hurt us. You already know what you can do well, and you already know what you're valuable at. So it's always focusing on your imperfections and your weaknesses.
And what aspects of your game do you believe in? The more reps you get in, obviously you're going to get better at things, right? And so when you look at your college career, what aspects of your game do you believe have improved the most during your time at Oregon State that you're working towards to further enhance your skills as you prepare for the NFL draft?
I always want to, you know, be the best teammate I could be, the best leader I could be, you know, for the team. I think things that I need to work on, I mean, everyone can work on, you know, footwork and tackling. So those things I do emphasize. A bigger step that I want to take, you know, into the NFL is, you know, being a game changer, being a difference maker, is, you know, making when it's that third down, fourth down, or, you know, making that big play that can change the game.
And coaches play a huge role in our lives, both on and off the field. And you've gotten to be around some great people throughout your football career, high school as well as college, you know, defensive coordinator Trent Bray and others that you've been around. How have the coaches at Oregon State impacted your development and contributed to your development, both as a player as well as just a person and, you know, your personal growth?
My college coaches have definitely pushed me to be great on and off the field. You know, we always strive for excellence, strive for perfection, knowing, you know, we're not going to reach it. They always push me to be a bully, you know, to be a big guy that can go out there, you know, and impose his will on opponents and bring my teammates along. You know, at the end of the day, football's played with 11 guys on the field. And at the end of the day, you can't be the only one doing your job. So making sure everyone's doing their job, knows their assignments, and is getting lined up correctly. And you can apply that to life. You know, if some of your friends or family or you're not doing the right things, you know, you can steer them in the right direction and get them on track.
And as someone who has earned multiple accolades during your college career, including all Pac-12 honors, like how did you embrace, you mentioned being a leader before, how did you embrace a leadership role within the team? And kind of what were some of the things that you wanted to do to influence your teammates?
My teammates voted me captain this past year. And, you know, a lot of them said that they, you know, they love my work ethic and how hard I work and, you know, being a walk-on and going to first team Pac-12. They respected how much I worked and, you know, they trusted me to go out there and give it my all, you know, every Saturday. So I just go out there and I'm not a big rah-rah guy, but I feel like I lead by example and, you know, how much work and how passionate I am about the game. And with my face, or it doesn't always show, or with my words, it doesn't always show, but my actions definitely show, you know, how much this means to me and how much I want to win.
Well, it's the actions. I mean, that's what people really observe, right? And so it's the actions of people that really influence others, even if you're not like the rah-rah guy. People see how you're working, your passion in the sport, and that obviously is infectious and translates over to how they want to continue to improve, to contribute to the team as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Ketan, every athlete, every person faces challenges. Can you share with us a specific challenge that you might have encountered during your college career, whether it's on the field or off, and how did you overcome that?
As I mentioned earlier, I did start as a walk-on, and going into my freshman spring, I was starting at corner, and then I got injured over the summer and I had surgery 2019 fall, you know, going into my sophomore year. And before I got injured, you know, I was talking with my position coach and head coach. They were telling him, keep going, you know, you do good in school. And you're going to be on scholarship and you're going to be starting, you know, for the Oregon State Beavers. And then I got hurt and I didn't get my scholarship and I was just on the bench. So that was a tough time for me. I really had to find my why, you know, really find my motivation. Why am I waking up early and doing all this rehab and stuff like that? And really, everyone wants to be great, but, you know, they don't always know what it takes to be great. Really pushing myself, not just doing workouts, not just going through practice, but, you know, really trying to perfect every rep in a practice and in workouts and doing extra stuff with film work and after practice and getting with my coaches. I really just felt the importance of doing extra stuff and the small things and the details.
And that's when the discipline really kicks in, right? Like motivation is there when things are going great and you're excited. But then when something doesn't necessarily go your way, that motivation kind of goes away too, right? So that's when you have to rely on that discipline to kind of keep you showing up and putting in the work and doing the things that you need to do so that you can get the outcomes that you want.
Yeah, for sure.
So I want to talk about some other things aside from your time at Oregon State. But lastly, I want to ask you, when people think of you and your time at Oregon State, what do you hope they remember about your contributions both on and off the field?
I hope that they think about how we turned the program around and went from, you know, the laughing stock of the Pac-12 and to contenders. You know, ultimately our goal was to win the Pac-12, but we were very competitive. We're ranked for these past 2 years and definitely had some great games and had some chances to go to the Pac-12 championship. And Corvallis was really rocking me, you know, these past couple of years and went 6-0, you know, at home in 2021. And just a lot of great memories, and hope those guys at Oregon State are going to continue to build on that legacy. When I look back at my time at Oregon State, I always hope people take away, you know, how much effort and how much heart we had.
Love it. And I mean, you guys have so much to be proud of what you guys have been doing and the journey. And, you know, it's just going to continue to progress with the guys that are still there and looking to continue to advance and excel. So I mentioned earlier that I saw you down in Tampa. You're doing your pre-draft, pre-combine training with Yo Murphy. You were going to the Senior Bowl, as I mentioned, as well. Like the Reese's Senior Bowl, I mean, there's a lot going on that week. It's not just practices or the game. It's interviews. It's all kinds of things going on. Aside from getting to participate in all the physical activities, what was the most memorable part for you of that week and that experience?
Probably the interviews with all the NFL teams were definitely, you know, eye-opening and fun for the most part. But meeting Neas Williams, was an NFL legend, Hall of Famer, was really great on the knowledge he was spilling on us and just the motivation he was giving us. And it was great just to hear from someone who's done it and was in our shoes. And he's really just, he says the NFL and professional sports in general is like it's a stage with like a revolving stage, you know. And he was telling us it's our time, you know, to go out there and be great. If you weren't good, you wouldn't be here at the Senior Bowl. So just really trust in the process, trust in your abilities, and go out there and leave no regrets.
And as you went through the interview process with the various teams, was there anything that kind of caught you off guard? Not necessarily a specific question, but did you feel like you were like pretty locked in and it was great? Or was there like, oh, I didn't know they were going to ask me these kind of things?
No, Yo and my agent, Aaron Lockett, you know, did a great job preparing me for the questions that they were going to ask. So for the speed dating and all that stuff, I knew 90% of the questions that they were going to ask me. So nothing really caught me off guard. It's just trying to articulate myself and stay calm and stay relaxed. And in those moments was probably key. When we started talking about football and watching film, you know, that's natural to me. You know, I just have fun with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you want to have fun out there, but it is, you know, very nerve-wracking, maybe not quite that level, but I mean, it's a big deal. You're meeting with these teams and they're making decisions about your potential future. So there is going to be some nervousness around that as well. As you were getting ready for both the Senior Bowl and the Combine, what were some of the things that you were really honed in on working with Yo so that you can make sure that you show out during these events?
Really just working on trying to test well, you know, my interviewing and the actual field drills that we're going to do, I'm most confident in my abilities to do those. It's just in those two 40s you get, two shuttles you get, you know, the two L drills you get, just have to make the most of those opportunities and trying to go out there and not be sad about whatever time I get, but just going out there and maximizing my opportunity.
I mean, obviously you do a lot of physical drills, right? As you're getting ready for those events. But talk to us about the mental preparation. What are some of the things that you do to help you stay locked in, to not be distracted, and, you know, to make sure that you're performing at your best when you're in front of all of these scouts and other members of the teams?
Just some deep breaths, just some small prayers, good positive self-talk, just to go out there, you know, show them what you're made of, you know. You kind of have to just act like you're at practice, you know, it's just another practice, just another drill, you know. We're just at Leto High School doing our 40s once again. So you just got to go out there, you know, calm the nerves and just worry about the things you got to worry about, you know, just your dry phase, hands, good turnover, and then just go out there and be great, honestly.
As you look forward to the future, are there any players in the NFL that you admire or that you hope to emulate?
I really like Micah Fitzpatrick and Derwin James. I think those are some great safeties in the NFL right now. And they're very versatile, and I like how their teams use them. But, you know, I also like, you know, like Kyle Hamilton and Antoine Winfield Jr. I love, you know, we don't have the same playing style, but I love the intensity and the effort he plays with.
So, Ketan, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have some more fun. We'll be right back. You already know how to move the ball. Now it's time to dominate the game. In my latest book, Dominate the Game, I uncover the strategies of top performers that are proven to tackle procrastination, break through barriers, and more, giving you the confidence to go after everything you want. Life is about more than just showing up. It's about differentiating, elevating, and dominating. So here's the deal. Grab your copy of Dominate the Game today and get your playbook for success. Make this next year the year you dominate in every aspect of your life. Because remember, the game is yours to conquer. Okay, we are back. Are you ready, Ketan, to have some fun as part of my 2-minute drill?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. First question is, outside of football, what do you like to do?
I like to watch movies. I watch anime, you know, with my teammates. Go out to the bar with some friends, you know, go bowling or something like that.
Okay, you have a favorite movie?
I really like the Avengers movies. I really like the Mission Impossible. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that part two coming out.
Yeah, for sure. And those are both great series. All right. Next question is, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Creative, pretty laid back. I would say I'm thoughtful in some ways.
Great three words. What is the best piece of advice you've been given by a mentor or a coach?
I always liked my position coach's quote of, yeah, save no heartbeats, you know, you don't need your heartbeats when you're dead. So it's always, you know, exhausting yourself and trying to get the most out of yourself today and then tomorrow trying to beat that. Similar to like the Mamba mentality, you know, just trying to just get better at something every day, just find something small or big, you know, in your game and trying to just improve on that constantly.
And I'm going to turn it around now and say, what is the best piece of advice that you would give to someone else?
Always leave the field knowing that, you know, you gave your all. Leaving practice, leaving that you left nothing in the tank. Going 100% until you can't no more and then trying to beat that the next day.
Great advice. Would you rather be the world champion of your sport or the CEO of a billion-dollar company, and why?
I would definitely say world champion. Money's great, but you know, you can't buy a world championship in the sport.
All right. And then the next question is, you have 24 hours and a private plane that will take you anywhere. Where are you going?
I have a couple, but so I'm definitely stopping in Nigeria. You know, my parents are Nigerian. Mm-hmm. Some of my cousins are in London, so I'll probably go to London after that. Always wanted to go to Paris, maybe Italy, maybe like Dubai or something like that. Bali. I'll probably go to a lot of places.
Okay. You're hitting lots of great cities for sure. Are. So the bonus question is, would you rather dance in front of a crowd of strangers or sing in front of them?
Probably dance. They definitely wouldn't want to hear me sing, honestly.
All right. So I got just a couple more questions for you. So for me, I always tell people that moving the ball is not just about what you do in your career or in your life. It's really about how you make an impact on others and really serve the community. And so as you look towards the future, how do you see yourself giving back or making a positive impact in the communities where you'll be?
I do donate to like Jude Children's Hospital already. We actually met someone, Chris. He runs like Athletes for Hope, and hopefully will be able to start my own organization on, you know, whatever cause I'm really passionate about. And just giving back to communities. People do like Thanksgiving Day drives and turkey drives and give out presents for Christmas and just getting involved and going to the Boys and Girls Club and stuff like that.
Perfect. Love it. And so as we're looking to end the show, two last things for you. One, is there a message that you'd like to share with aspiring football players or just anyone that's facing challenges as they're pursuing their dreams? And then the second one is, let people know, where can they follow you? Where are you at on social media?
I would definitely say never give up and be realistic with your goals, but also aim really high. People don't believe in your goal or your dreams. You can go out there and show them and always have a chip on your shoulder and always go out there and try to prove people wrong. I think you should always go out there and you should try to surprise yourself. Shoot for the stars, you can land on the moon. But I think it's really just believing in yourself and getting a lot of mental toughness and just your daily tasks, you know, that you have to do, that you need to do, and don't always go with, oh, I'm tired, or I don't want to do that. And, you know, in life, there's a lot of things you're not going to want to do or going to be too tired to do, but that's really when you get better. I guess you could follow me on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter currently, K Oladapo on IG.
Perfect. And we will have that in the show notes so people can follow you on the journey. And lastly, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Shout out my family. Shout out my mom, my sister, my brother. Shout out my coaches at Oregon State that are at Michigan State right now, Coach Blue. Shout out my old man Bray at Oregon State. And shout out my teammates still at Oregon State right now. And some of them are in the league or will be with me, you know, at the Combine and Pro Day. It's going to be great. That's really it.
Perfect. And I'm going to give a shout out to your agent, Aaron Lockett, who is a friend of mine. So Aaron, you're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. You're moving the ball too. And, you know, Ketan, thanks again so much for being on the show today. I wish you much success as you continue your journey in the path to the draft and beyond.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
And thanks to everyone for listening to today's episode. Once again, if you have not already done so, make sure you hit that follow button so that you're always in the know for a future episode. And also make sure you share the show with a few friends, colleagues, coworkers too. All right, everyone, thanks so much for listening and we will catch you next time. Until then, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.